First and 10 for Bad Axe. So they dodged the ball there. 35-yard line of Bad Axe, first and 10.
Two things there. Number one, our opinion, obviously, our two cents means absolutely nothing, Clark, because I was certain there was no vulgar intent on that face mask. He certainly grabbed initially, but didn't yank the helmet down to make that tackle. And I think that's what Smiglinski's explaining to the official there, nonetheless. But second of all, that is a big break for the Bad Axe offense. They get out of their own ends, out of their own area, get a fresh set of downs, and maybe this offense can get another first down and compile a nice drive here.
High snap, it's on the ground, and Jack Clancy has to jump on it at the 28-yard line. And just when they were starting to get some momentum, dodging bullets, they fall 7 yards backwards because of a high snap.
And a bad snap to the corner, over his head, and off his helmet, straight into the air. Again, lucky that ball landed softly where Bad Axe could recover it, but those are plays that just can't happen. You get a break, and then you give it all back on a bad play. Bad Axe has to find a way to clean that stuff up because they got the break they needed. Now it's take advantage of those opportunities.
7:14 left in the third quarter. It's still 24-0. Harbor Beach leading Bad Axe. Hatchets on offense, and they have a second down and 16 to go. First down marker is at their own 45-yard line. Hatchets going left to right across your radio in this third quarter. Direct snap to Ryan Winter, cutting up right up the gut, gets across the 30-yard line, still on his feet at the 35, and they're going to say forward progress has him stopped after a 6-yard gain brought down by Kendall Gittner, the nose guard of Harbor Beach.
I tell you what, Clark, Ryan Winter runs very hard because throughout that whole time, they blew the whistle dead because forward progress had stopped, but they never actually did tackle him. Just showing you his strength, he's going to come off and get a breather here, Clark, on would be third down now. But again, a powerful run there to get him back to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and a long 10, maybe 11 to go now for the Hatchets.
Third down, 10 to go from the 35-yard line. Single wing to the right, working off the right hash. Bad Axe on offense. Direct snap to Jack Clancy, coming around the right end. Diving, dipping, and all the way to the 40-yard line before white jerseys are piling up against him. Will be a 5-yard gain, maybe 6 according to the spot. Regardless, he's shy of the first down by 4 yards. Brought down by James Shelkey. And it'll be fourth. That'll be fourth down now and 5 yards to go.
Bad Axe has had some nice plays, Clark. Again, that was a nice 6-yard gain or so. For Clancy in the offense, it's the minus 7 and minus 10-yard plays that have to go. Otherwise, they would be in much better position right now. Now it's fourth down and a long 5 and a decision time now for Coach Durr and the offense. And it sure looks like he's going to take a timeout here and think about it.
And Kelly Durr calls a timeout. His first of the second half with 5:19 left in the third quarter. It's Harbor Beach 24, Bad Axe nothing. The Hatchets facing a 4th and 5 in their own territory at their own 41-yard line. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Bad Axe going for it on 4th down and 5 yards to go. Direct snap to Jack Clancy. He gets out for 4 yards. Unfortunately, they needed 5 yards. Evan Smiglinski credited with the tackle. And it will be another turnover of downs, the third of the night in favor of Harbor Beach. It'll be first and 10 from Bad Axe 44-yard line. Shelkey waiting the snap. There it is. Hand off to Tyler Burkhardt, trying to get through the trenches, and Bad Axe scoops him up at the 42-yard line. Only 2-yard gain for that on first down. Sets up a second down, 8 yards to go. Moving right to left across your radio, the Harbor Beach Pirates brought down by White Humphrey Phillips. Hand off to Daniel Lanfear, coming around, has close to the first down, and finally he's brought down inside of the 35-yard line, down to the 34-yard line. And they're already singling move the chain, so it'll be enough for a first down. Daniel Lanfear credited for a 9-yard gain. First down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Shelkey
back to school,
to Tyler
a second
Burkhardt
vehicle, a Whittier truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the parking lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the parking lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Right to left across your radio. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield with Shelkey in the shotgun. Shelkey's going to keep it for himself, rolling to his right. He has room to run. Flag flies in the backfield, and he runs out of bounds at the first down marker. And more than likely, this one may be coming back.
Holding offense. 10 yards from the spot of foul. Repeat second down.
Couple Pirates there, Clark, in the area. 51, Kendall Gentner is in the Harbor Beach Pirate where the flag was closest to, assuming he was the guilty party there with the holding call. Going to negate yet another big Harbor Beach run. Bad Axe catching a few breaks here on these big plays, getting called back. Now bringing up second and very long. This is the opportunity for Bad Axe now to step up and force a turnover and get their offense back on the field.
Second down and a country mile for the Harbor Beach Pirates here. Sending two wide each way. Just one man in the backfield keeping Shelkey company.
And that would be Cole Anderson, the running back in the backfield with Shelkey.
There's the snap, rolling, staying in the pocket, now rolling to his right. Nothing there, is going to have to keep it for himself. Past the line of scrimmage, diving to that far sideline, still on his feet, and is forced to run out of bounds at the 39-yard line. A gain of about 7 yards. And it's going to be a third down now and still a ways to go, about 15 yards still before that first down marker.
Credit to the defensive backs of the Bad Axe Hatchets. They stuck with those wide receivers for 5, 6, 7 seconds, left nobody open. The other credit, the offensive line of Harbor Beach, keeping Shelkey in the pocket. He had lots of time to scan the field, didn't like anything he seen, did the smart thing, kept his eyes downfield, but used his legs to run upfield and get a nice 7 yards on a play where he had nothing and brought third down now to just 15 yards to go, Clark.
Third and 15 for Harbor Beach, leading 24-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Less than 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Rolling down at the 15-yard line, wide open. And this is going to be touchdown, Harbor Beach. Pass was complete to Austin Roberts, streaking down the far sideline, and it's in for a score. Harbor Beach converts on a third down in 15, a 35-yard catch and run into the end zone.